It's a portrait made from glitter.
Wow.
And you deserve it. 2 years of service.
Ten years of service.
Okay.
Don't sing if you want to live long. They have no use for your song. You're dead, you're dead, you're dead, you're dead and out of this world.
You're listening to League Podcast Vampire Council, a What We Do in the Shadows podcast. This is episode 5 for us, I guess, but we're
episode
doing...
5.
Yeah, but we're going to be talking about season 2, episode 7 of What We Do in the Shadows. And
the
I'm
return.
Matt Durson. The Return, it's called, yes. I'm Matt Durson.
Play Inferno.
And Sam First.
All right, welcome everybody. Here we are. We're back again. This is another the return in reference is Nick Kroll, who was on last season as Simon the Devious. And
I have to say, I think one good reason that I'm not at home right now, I was telling Durst and I escaped to the office for a bit. Stacey hates fucking Nick Kroll. She really hates him, and I love him. I think he's hilarious, but she hates him. So she doesn't have to listen to me talk about fucking Nick Kroll right now.
What a weird person to hate. Like, what is there?
I don't know. She just doesn't like his comedy. Him. I don't know. She doesn't like his sense of humor. I don't know. She's just kind of bro.
But I don't think that's really how he is. I think that's just like how he acts.
His shtick.
Yeah, that's a shtick. Good call. I mean, I love, he was like, when he was on like Parks and Rec, he was like the douche, which I thought was just like hilarious, like bro kind of humor, but that's obviously not.
Like, yeah.
I don't think that's who he is. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can see.
And, you know, it just doesn't jive with her. I don't know if it's
yeah,
the gender thing. Who knows?
Gender thing, maybe. I mean, whatever. I think he's really funny on this episode.
I mean, I thought he was good on the other. He plays that part well. I don't have any feelings about him either, like one way or another. So we open this episode. We have Nadja and Laszlo walking down the street, and
they're coming from the talkies.
They're coming out of the movie.
Yeah, we come from the talkies. They still call them talkies. I love it.
And what did he say? He said something about replacing it with like terrible pop music or something like that.
Yeah. They can't. They don't like listening to it. They prefer the old way, where like you read the.
I like words. To read when I'm watching movies.
Yeah, I like to read. And there would be like there's like, it was like a chaplain like back in that it was it'd be like dun, 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 dun. There'd be like an orchestra playing while you were watching the movie. So they prefer that.
I do kind of like this weird idea that the two of them go out to the movies regularly. You know, like
they're really in love, you know.
Yeah. Thinking about what movies they possibly went and saw, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good. I wonder what could they have seen. I don't know. They didn't specify. They just said they just didn't like it. Whatever. I imagine it's like my parents. My parents will go to see any movie that's playing when they're at the theater. You know what I mean? Like, if they don't know anything about what movies are out, but when they go to the movies at 2 o'clock on Tuesday because it's bargain day, whatever's playing, they just go see. They saw like Dirty Grandpa, and I was like, "Why did you see that?" He's like, "I don't know. It was playing. It was terrible." Like, yeah, it's terrible.
I could have told you that before that.
Yeah, right. Oh well. But anyway, yeah, so they hear your voice from the sewer. And it's saying, Laszlo. Laszlo. And they're like, hello, voice. He asks them to come down. The voice asks them to come down into the sewer. And he says, they're like, no, I don't think so. And he says, please. And the next scene, they're down in the sewer. I love that bit. He said, please, I guess.
They're in the shit pipe.
Yes, that's I love.
And that. Oh, they're cracking one open, and yeah. They're also they were invited. There was some discussion in some of the other What We Do in the Shadows groups about how did Jim the Vampire just walk into the bar, or how did Laszlo, Jackie Daytona just walk into the bar, and it was kind of like one of those just like I don't know.
Well, there, do you have to?
There could be an explanation. I think just, vampires you just lose have to be invited
your,
in,
well,
but
you well, lose your vampireness, right?
Well, according So according to the movie, they had to be invited into the bar.
Oh, okay.
But vampire rules state that if the owner of the house is dead, then anybody can enter. So,
look at you, Sam from Monsters Are Good.
Yeah, I know. I know a lot about the most useless information you could possibly imagine, but generally, like across like. Right. Movies and stuff like that, generally that's kind of the rule of thumb, is like if the owner of the house is dead or the house is abandoned or something like that, it doesn't those rules aren't in play. So Jackie Daytona, as we know, took out the owner,
right? Killed the owner.
Hey, nope.
They didn't say that he did it in the bar. He could have been taking the trash out.
Sure.
Jackie Daytona could have, you know, put his boot where the sun don't shine. and there you go. Although you would think that Jim the Vampire then would be suspicious as to why he'd entered the bar, if well, they're but you know, who knows?
It's a good old American bar. You know what I mean? Like everyone's probably like, "Hey, come on in." You know what I mean? It's one of those bars.
In the flyer, he did make a flyer and said, "Please come."
He did. I guess that's a way of inviting people in. A flyer.
It's true. I guess so.
Yeah, so I like this too. Laszlo says, "I'll protect you, my darling," and he's pushing her in front as they're walking through the shit pipe. And she's like, "What are you doing? You're just pushing me down in front of you."
And we're getting these great alien like moments where the flash of something past the end of the pipe, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty hilarious. And they're like, "What is that?" But it turns out it is the return of Simon the Devious. He's down there, sort of Phantom of the Opera style. He's like playing a piano. Of course, later it's revealed that he doesn't know how to play the piano, and it's just a zoom. But he's got his crew. I like it. They keep talking about his crew.
Well, his very diminished crew,
right?
Which was only what's the rapping one's name? I can't even
Count
remember.
Count Rapula.
And Carol. Carol, the thing that they don't actually discuss what the hell she is, and it cracked me up the entire time.
Carol is an exact like Evil Dead like replica. Isn't it?
It's like it's almost like a mole person, like you know what I mean. It's like a rat, It seemed like she had been he did say he ran into her in the sewer.
Yeah,
that's where he met her. So she's like this weird. She's almost a chud, really. Now that I'm thinking about it, she has very chud like features. So you know that's a good possibility that she's supposed to be kind of like a chud. But the CGI that they did to like make the eyes blink and stuff, I mean, it was just like I couldn't handle it. It was just cracking me up. So
the eyes were pretty
so off putting and ridiculous.
So yeah, it's kind of just revealed that this is, and then they do the opening credits and they're kind of just like, okay, like they got invited. Now here they are. Have to deal with him again and this sad crew. But I love when we come back. We are now in Colin Robinson's basement, and he has discovered social media as a way to feed.
Now I know that this hit home so good, Clay, and I'm sure that you had the same feelings. It was just so on the nose. It was just amazing.
It is.
I just love the stuff that he was saying, and when he was like laying on the bed, like kicking his heels up like a little girl, like doing the devious things. And like they say that, you know, like that's racist. Yeah, precisely.
Well, my favorite was childhood obesity, LMFO. And he's got like five laptops there and an iPad or whatever, and I loved
the every time it dings his eyes would glow for a second.
I know, they really
call.
You know, when they call you a dumbass, you know you've gotten them hooked.
I know, I love it. It's like kind of a way to explain maybe why there are so many dicks online, like saying, oh, maybe they're all just energy vampires we're feeding, you know. Like, but no, yeah, so he says it's not as pure, but you can get so much of it that it works.
Yeah,
it's just easy, you don't have to go out.
Yeah, exactly. You drained from people without ever even being near them. It's amazing. So anyways, but yeah, back to the sewer. He says Simon is sort of down in his luck and he's living in the sewer. And he says, you remember my nightclub exploded? And they're like, oh, like, of course they remember because they were there and they blew it up. Well, it was the cursed hat. It's all about, this whole episode is really about Laszlo's hat. But and Laszlo actually took the hat back after he thought that Simon had burned to death. But they do a couple flashbacks to the
what did he say about how he longed to feel the suckling of the witch's asshole
sphincter on my head.
The sphincter on my head.
And so they're like, okay, well, we gotta go, but you know, feel free to come by sometime. Neander would love to see you. And Laszlo's like, why did you invite him? She's like, oh, I felt bad. And by the time they get home, he's there.
He was already there
because the sewer brought them right there.
Yeah,
he's like, why are you here? In Staten Island.
Oh, yeah, that was...
And Carol came with him.
Yep, Carol and Count Rapula, I guess. Who doesn't really say much.
That Carol actress has been in a bunch of stuff, but she's usually a stunt double.
I was reading that.
A couple of lines in this one, but she's been in some cool stuff.
But yeah, she's like a big time stunt woman apparently, so that's pretty awesome. But yeah, so Carol also wants to eat Guillermo. It's kind of like hinted at, like Guillermo's kind of just there. It's like, oh, how do you not eat him? Simon asks Neander, how he does not eat Guillermo. And he's like, well, you know, after a while, you just wonder why no one's eaten him yet. It's like the last donut in the display case. But Carol definitely kind of has, you know, but they say, Carol, don't eat him. So they're showing him around the house because he's going to like stay there. They invite him. So, and they come upon Elvis, which was a hilarious
movie. Yes. they stumble across Elvis playing a guitar in the basement.
This guy is a big time Elvis impersonator. He was also on HBO's Vinyl, which was a short-lived but really great show playing Elvis. And he's like a Las Vegas like sellout. This is the guy to get.
That's kind of awesome.
When you need Elvis, you call this guy.
You don't call Bubba Hotep. You call him.
You do know that there was a canceled sequel to Bubba Hotep that was called...
No, what?
That was Bubba Nosferatu.
I think I did hear about that.
It was going to be Elvis versus a harem of vampire ladies.
Wow.
Nice.
But it fell through, and at one point they actually had recast Elvis from Bruce Campbell to Ron Perlman.
Oh, come on, though. The only reason to see that movie was Bruce Campbell.
I don't know. I still would have watched it with fucking...
I probably would have watched it, too, with Ron Perlman.
I guess you're right. But it's sad, because Bruce Campbell was a great Elvis, I thought.
He was
better with both of them in it, somehow. You know what I mean? Why not have both? Or are you having a ridiculous story?
Just have two Elvises?
Yeah, an Elvis and a vampire. Who knows?
Yeah.
I got ideas.
You got ideas. Anyway, yeah, so Laszlo says he turned Elvis into a vampire back in the 70s. And I guess he's just been sitting down there playing guitar. We've never seen him before. So I don't know. But that's pretty hilarious.
Sorry, Elvis. And he's like, that's all right.
Yeah. And he's singing a song. Right, I don't remember, but he's singing a song about when you drank the blood or something like that. Like this.
It's like a basic Elvis song, but with blood lyrics. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
I forget what it was specifically, but it's funny.
So it's kind of like they have like Nadja and Laszlo have a little sit down though. And Laszlo thinks he's just there for the hat. And Nadja's like, well, it's a good thing the hat's gone. And Laszlo's kind of like, yep. But he's like indicating
that. No, it's not. I have it still.
So as all this is going on, Colin Robinson is getting deeper into this rabbit hole.
There's some sort of human nerd who is telling everybody to ignore him, and he's getting all of his accounts shut down. Yeah. And so Colin Robinson is then proceeding to be trolled. And at which point he calls this guy a dumbass.
Yeah.
And he kind of looks at the camera and like realizing what's going on.
Yeah, he's like, he's getting to me. It's pretty funny.
So he tracks him down.
My pencil, if my dick is a pencil, why am I writing on a keyboard?
But yeah, we got some local flavor here. He tracks guy down to Medford, Massachusetts. Amazing.
Where all internet trolls are.
Why would they pick Medford, Mass? Like, really?
I don't know. Somebody had to have been from Medford. Or like, you know what I mean? Like somebody on the crew. But that was like, I was like, what?
If you're taking like an Uber from Staten Island to Medford, maybe they just wanted it to be like, because Laszlo went to Pennsylvania, which is pretty far from Staten Island. And, and Colin's going all the way to Medford.
And he's like, drive faster. He's telling his Uber driver to drive faster. And he's feeding off him, too, the whole time. But yeah, I don't know how they
figure out Medford, he takes over driving because he drained him so much. Yeah, do you mind if I sit in the front? Oh, those people were the worst in the Uber.
I know. God, I only sit in the front if I have to. There's like no, if it's Uber pool and there's no other seats.
Yeah, and then you send the lady in the back and you're like, I'll take the front. You get back. You get, I'm the guy, I'm the man.
Yeah, the man has to take the front. Yeah, you know, gentleman, yeah.
What's Laszlo do?
Well, so meanwhile, speaking of Laszlo, yeah, so he thinks that Simon the Devious is just trying to get that hat. And he actually thinks he's got it hidden behind his back. And he's like, he calls a house meeting. Everyone, he said, we have a thief. And Nandor says, a thief? Cut off his hands. Don't embarrass him. Which I thought was pretty funny. But it's not the hat. It's a rat sculpture that he made in the sewer to show his appreciation.
Yeah. Of a bat made out of sewer trash.
Sewer trash. Yeah, and they're like, well, so I love because they're it like
smells.
Yeah, and Laszlo, he's like, I'm sorry, and they're like, what? We couldn't hear you. And I love you. Because I'm sorry. Like he bellows it
out. I love Laszlo because he's such like an old man, and he's so confident about it, like everything, especially like when he's wrong, but he just repeats the thing that's right and claims that he owns it. You know what I mean? Like, that's basically me. I do the same thing. Basically how I act.
You're like Laszlo.
Yeah. I said, I'm sorry.
But then, so in the next scene though, it's kind of a interesting little, as this is progressing, this storyline, Guillermo is just cleaning up around the house and Carol confronts him and she smells the death on him.
Yeah, she knows that he's a Slayer.
She says, "You're a Slayer."
She knows what he is.
Yeah. And he's trying to be like, a snack? I hope not. And, you know, he's very afraid. She's kind of like, you know, going after him. And he falls down the stairs and Colin Robinson hears him and then goes right back to his social media, which is pretty hilarious. He's like, sounds like Guillermo took a little tumble down the stairs. And then he gets...
Yeah, just like what happened when Topher fell down the stairs right in front of him. And he was like, hey guys. And he's like, all right, I'll see you later.
Yeah,
he kind of cares. That humans are hurt, like, a little bit, but then also he never cares. You know what I mean? Like, you almost think that he's human because he starts to, like, you know, sort of act like one and kind of buddy-buddy with Guillermo and stuff. But also, he doesn't. He just wants to feed off of people.
Oh, yeah. So, anyways, in the course of the confrontation between Carol and Guillermo, Guillermo has a broomstick that he breaks and accidentally, I don't know, but he stabs her with it.
Stabs her both sides.
Yeah.
And then she instantly turns into dust.
Yeah, she falls over.
This was hilarious.
I love the dust effects with the hands.
I know, it was great. And he's kind of like, oh my God, that I didn't mean that. That was, and then Nandor just shows up. And he's like, I heard a feminine scream. Were you having a nightmare? So Nandor figures out that Guillermo killed Carol because he says this pile of dust in the shape of Carol and smell. I forget the word, but it smells her like Carol and it's in the shape of Carol. So
No. Wait. You're skipping over one of the funniest moments of this was he looks down and he's like, why is there all this dust on the floor and why is it shaped like that? Were you trying to make a girlfriend out of the dust?
That's right. And he says, it wouldn't work, but it's a good idea or something like that, right?
But it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Yeah. But they figure out that it is indeed Carol's ashes and or dust. I guess they're not ashes, whatever they are, but she's dead. So they determine, like, just sweep her up and they, you know, no one will be the wiser. Nandor's not going to tell on him, even though it's very frowned upon in the vampire community to kill a vampire.
Yeah, but Nandor's still protecting him.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, okay.
But there's like a little hint there because Nandor kind of looks like, I know you didn't mean it. And they kind of like, Nandor kind of looks, he's very suspicious, you know, that, and so.
Kind of, you know, pokes at him with the two sticks at the very end of the conference.
That's right. The two sticks end up.
They kind of look away from each other, staring at each other.
Yes. So, meanwhile, Colin Robinson is in Bedford and he finds the internet cafe that this guy was trolling him from. It's closed, and he starts to just go, all right, this is crazy. What am I doing? Like,
this has gone too far.
Yeah. And then he gets a message from the troll saying, like, I know you're here. I'm going to kill you or whatever. And I Colin Robinson says, that beef jerky or something, like jerky. I forget what he calls him. But he goes out back and he finds that it is an actual troll.
Now, I felt this was a huge missed opportunity for that troll to have a Boston accent. I don't know about you.
Oh, that would have been great. You're right.
Well, it was Jermaine. It had to have been Jermaine, right?
Oh, really? Probably, yeah. It definitely sounded... I mean, it had a New Zealand accent.
The jokes are just such strange, like Flight of the Conchords jokes. Like, I feel like that's offensive to call it a troll.
The fact that he's a troll has nothing to do with his internet trolling, is basically what he's saying. Colin Robinson's just like, well, I mean, that's just the slang term. Like, you are trolling, so that makes you a troll. But Yeah, the Boston accent would have been, that would have been it. That would have been great. But I love the fact that he's got this huge, like, digitized out dick. Like, he's a big naked troll.
And right.
They just digitize out his schlong the entire time. So it's pretty hilarious. But yeah, Boston accent. Oh, they should have done it.
I know, right? Oh,
well, a missed opportunity, indeed.
It was one that's, you know, that brings me to the troll market in Hellboy 2, back to Ron Perlman, where my favorite part of that entire troll market was that they all had New York accents, and they're like, maybe over in Jersey, you know, and they're like, you know, saying that kind of shit, and it was just like, oh, but yep, they're just trolls, but they're still from here, so it's, you know. And that's why I felt that this was a total missed opportunity. Oh, yeah. To have the troll from fucking Medford.
Maybe have like a Dunk's cup in his, you know, Dunk's coffee
cup. He could have at least had like a Red Sox hat on.
I'm drinking a Dunk's right now, by the way.
Oh, very good.
I'm going for the other local flavor. I have a polar seltzer at the moment.
Oh, nice. That's more Western, Matt. That's more your neighborhood.
A polar seltzer is just New England in general, but
Worcester.
I don't even know where this beer is from, but I'm drinking beer. So, the brewery is not. I don't think it's a local one. But
well,
drink roll call.
I'm looking for it. Oh, it's Illinois. All right, so it's all right. Still
Chicago. You'd have the bear troll.
No, it's I can't even read it, the writing. But it's a cool can. Driving that hazy IPA.
Ooh, driving that haze. Yeah. Casey Jones.
Yeah. Anyways, that was our drink roll call there. Like that. So back in the house.
Oh, cool.
Simon the Devious is now calling a house meeting. And like, there, Lazo's like,
he doesn't even live here. How dare he?
And he's wondering what happened to Carol. He's not wondering. He says Carol left him just like everybody else leaves him. And he was like, he's continuing a sort of sad sack story. And he says, Guillermo, you seem happy. And Guillermo's like, what? What? He's like, I think it's because she wanted to eat you.
And Guillermo says, it's so flattering.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
And like, Nandor is trying to throw him off the scent that Guillermo killed her, but he's not doing a very good job at all. Like, he's totally like throwing him under the bus, basically.
Well, I mean, he's got no chill about it, you know? Yeah,
he has no filter. You have no filter.
No filter.
Yeah, he's trying, I guess.
Well, just don't say anything about killing her. Like, you know.
He's an idiot.
I know, he's an idiot. But it kind of all really comes back, because then Simon the Devious just sort of says, and I just have one more question. Where is the hat? Like, none of this matters. He just really wants that hat.
And he like said more. Oh yeah, Carol must let you say that. But yeah, like everyone leaves me. But where is she?
Carol left me like everyone. Oh. And then it just comes back to, where is the hat? So it was all about the hat all along.
And everyone's like, oh, I knew it.
Yeah, Laszlo is like, aha! And Nadja still thinks the hat is gone. But then Laszlo just goes and gets it and brings it right back. And they fight over.
I think that's when he says that he wants the sweet embrace of the witch's sphincter on his head.
He takes the hat. He's about to fly out the door, but the door is closed, which is really funny. So he smashes right into the door, and he's like, "Oh, I thought I opened that." So Laszlo tries to shoot him with an arrow, and he thinks he's caught the arrow, but in fact, the arrow has gone right through his hand. It's like, I caught that with ease. Oh, no. It went through my head. But they have sort of this goofy fight back and forth. they're turning into vampires. They're turning into bats. Well, they're turning.
They're also stealing the cursed hat from each other, which is causing stupid shit to happen to each of them. So Laszlo steals it back, and then he starts getting hit by all the cars and getting bounced around.
I know, it's like the goofiest thing. It's just like, it's like pinball or something. He just gets bounced around by every car that comes by.
So many cars are coming down the street for some reason right then. It's like all of a sudden there's like 50 cars go by and they get hit by all of them.
They end up back in the sewer. And then everybody goes down to chase them. They're just trying to figure out, like, what they don't even know. Nandor says, "Go, Laszlo." And Guillermo says, "Which one is Laszlo?" And he's like, "I don't know."
Just go, Laszlo. And then I couldn't really see, like, who even got zapped. Somebody got, like, Frankenstein zapped. Was it Simon or was it Laszlo?
I think it was Simon, yeah, against, like, the power.
All that was so quick, I didn't really see what was happening with the actual
fight. Well, I mean, it's tiny, spinning around little CGI bats, you know. Yeah. It's easy to lose track of it.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. It's just like hilarity ensued, and they're both just kind of like, what? At one point, Laszlo goes human form and comes back to a human, which I
that was great. The opposite of bat,
right?
Human form.
Human form. And then Simon turns back into human. He says, "Oh, my arms are tired." That was pretty funny.
Actual in the world and like pulling it off and having it be funny. That's what one shadow.
So it turns out Simon has the hat, but when he turned back into human form, his foot became part of the grate that he was standing on, or like, so like he can't come out. But first of all, he thinks he's won, I guess. I skipped ahead a little bit. He thinks he's won, and he brings out he actually has a crew, which includes... Now, was that really Wesley Snipes? I don't believe it was.
Wesley Sykes.
Oh, Sykes. Oh, I thought he said Wesley Snipes.
He was also in the... I know because I just watched this. This is like when Sam was on Curbcast, and he had just watched all of them. But in that nightclub scene... He does introduce all of those people. All of his vampire crew comes back.
Oh, okay. So these
from that episode,
including also Neil, Patrick, and Harris, three vampires that
those guys are new. As is Elvis to the crew.
Elvis is part of the crew, and his zombie accountant.
Well, Elvis has betrayed,
right,
Laszlo.
So he's got a crew again, and he's got his hat, and everything's great, except he can't get his foot. His foot is now merged with this grate. But he says, I don't need these people. Or he says, he kind of like shits on his crew a little bit.
I want what you guys have. Yeah. It, not the love, but that you guys settled. That's all I want.
I know. He wants what that. Laszlo and Nadja have, that they were able to settle. It's pretty hilarious.
This is enough for you guys, or whatever he says. I love that.
So, but he starts like melting into the, I guess, whatever's underneath that grate. I don't know. What, I guess, did I miss that? Like, why he was melting? Or is it just...
I don't know. He was attached to the grate with his...
Yeah.
They kind of like smoke and mirrors that, because they were like, oh, this is too terrible to watch, but all you saw was like his foot like glued to the grate. You didn't see anything bad. Like they just kind of like cut away and said, oh, this is gruesome. And then you see him sinking into
it. Yeah, he kind of like melts into it. And because he said he didn't need his crew, they all just desert him. And Elvis is like, hey, man, like, shit. Like, Elvis all mad at him.
And Rapula like says, oh, man, he dissed Rapula earlier, and then he was like asking Rapula for help, and he's like, no, man, the crew's not enough for you.
That's right.
We're out of here.
So I guess the idea is just the cursed hat. I mean, that's just the way it is. So, but Laszlo does go back for it, right? And then he just can't get away from this. But the final funny thing that I think was like, he yells, Nandor yells back to him, like, at least he didn't kill Carol or something like that.
Why would you say it like
He's
that?
Like, why would you say it like that? And he's like, I tried to throw the scent off. He's like, I think you threw the scent right on me, master.
And then there's like, I mean, you know, the other thing that goes on in this episode is that Nandor obviously now sees that, well, I don't know what it'll end up being, but it's like in this, they're playing up that Nandor kind of sees that there could possibly be a threat with Guillermo.
Yeah, they definitely hinted something that's going to happen.
They're going to a house meeting without Guillermo, and they're going to talk about it next episode, but I bet.
Oh, there you go. But the final scene is back in Bedford. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. And Colin Robinson is boring him to death.
Boring the troll. And then
story.
The sun's coming up. He says, like, don't you knuckleheads turn to stone? And he turns around and the troll is turning to stone.
And at that point, it, whatever reason, they unblurred his dog.
Yeah, that was weird.
That too, I think that you could probably, that's probably like a, like a deep cut, like standard TV standards thing. Like, you can get away with, you can't have a thing whipping his dick around, but you can maybe like show a statue of David. Like, you know what I mean? Like, right. You could show the statue of David because it's like artwork. You know what I mean? So, like, I wonder if that's what it is. It's my guess, but I'm not a television standards guy.
No, so rock, like Larry's so
rock hard. Rock hard dongs are okay.
I guess
swing,
so.
Swinging dongs or not?
Swinging flesh.
They're great. Rock hard dongs are great. Love them.
But anyways, yeah. So he says, that Fred Mercury was wrong. I'm the champion.
He throws his arms up.
Puts his hands up in the air in triumph, and then the stone hand of the troll grabs him, and he's stuck.
You gotta be stuck there till sundown.
I guess so, right?
Well, but
that implies that the troll turns back to...
Right, I think we're supposed to assume the troll just dies, much like a vamp, right? I mean, maybe Sam, maybe you know the...
Well,
the
I mean...
So well, they don't come back.
If we're going by, like, you know, Hobbit rules, then they're dead.
Uh-huh.
Hobbit rules.
Hobbit rules.
Yeah, if you're going with you know, old school Tolkien rules.
Right, there. Why not? Yeah. The original trolls. No, I'm saying.
I feel like the New Zealanders would go.
I do need to know now, Clay, did you say gnome what I'm saying? That would have been a very good follow up to that.
That is what I said. I said gnome saying.
All right. Well, then I applaud you for that.
But also, I love like Colin Robinson's like music references. He's like, whenever he said like, "Being the boss is dope." Those rappers are right.
Those rappers like, are right.
And he was like, "Fred Mercury."
Fred Mercury.
Something.
Yeah, I think he said Fred Mercury. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I don't know if he could chisel his hands out, or maybe someone will come along with a sledgehammer or something or whatever. But yeah, he's.
I'm not that far from Medford right now, actually. I'm closer than you guys are.
Oh, why don't you swing by that internet cafe and see if he's there?
Yeah. Can I hop in the front?
I do like, and I don't remember, maybe they did this on last season too, but they've had zombies, we've had ghosts, we've had this troll, I love
Babadooks.
I love all the different monsters that they're weaving in here. It's pretty.
I mean, we've had werewolves.
Yeah.
So what else? What else is there really to venture into here? You know, we got there's got to be some sea creatures.
Oh yeah, we haven't had any of those. We haven't had any sea creatures yet.
Some fish guys. I mean, I do still stand by that. I think Carol may have been a chud. I think she's supposed
to be. Oh, a cannibalistic humanoid underground dweller?
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
I don't know. A band called The Humanoids. That's why I know that one.
You've never seen Chud?
No, I have. I was in a band called The Humanoids.
Oh.
So I that's where
I just want to
get. I don't think it didn't come from that, but
a Google. I can see. Yeah, the Google, a quick Google image search here of Chud. That's pretty close. But I don't know. As a big Sam Raimi fan, I thought she looked a lot like a Deadite from one of the Army Darkness or Evil Dead movies. But maybe Sam was probably borrowing from Chud too, for that matter, or something. I don't know.
Well, I mean, the Deadites don't. I mean, until you get into Army of Dark. Well, I guess Evil Dead 2. Evil Dead 2, you know, you get a little bit more like facial distortion, but like
and I then see they, it with and the eyes like, and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I get that vibe too. But I'm going by context clues of her being in the sewer.
She's in the sewer. Yeah. She's an underground dweller.
And she was already in the sewers prior to.
Yeah, this, and you know, this episode. Whatever it was, like, Simon is like, she's been a delight.
Yeah, he does.
she's been just wonderful.
That is funny. I do love this. I didn't mention this earlier, but there's a great line when he's talking about Rapula, Count Rapula. He says, "Oh, he comes up with the stuff off the top of his head. I think he actually writes it and claims it's freestyle."
Rapula, pretty mad.
I know.
He looked a little like he had been found out.
You know, if you're going to go back to that scene too, I do want to say that my sister, this is not a shaming, but she has an active Zoom. Whenever I go up there for Christmas or really? She's just like doing the dishes, they have a Zoom like connected to like a, you know, like a little speaker system. And that's what she plays her music on.
Wow.
The last remaining Zoom.
Wow. Yeah, I know. That's like a Guardians of the Galaxy 2 thing when they said like they where he gave him a Zoom and he's like it could play 300 songs or whatever.
Carol, she's been great.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
She's just wonderful.
But yeah, another good episode. We're only got a couple more left. They only have 10, right?
We have 3 more episodes.
Oh, this is just flying by here.
Yeah. And the next one is called Collaboration.
Collaboration.
You're going to have to collaborate against Guillermo because he's about to kill those motherfuckers.
I don't know about that, but
there needs to be some sort of intervention.
Let's speculate for a second. Who could possibly be collaborating? Because I have a feeling that Craig Robinson might be coming back.
Oh, maybe.
Right. I would love that.
He's not listed on the cast and crew, but that we can't go by IMDb on this shit because they don't know anything. It's all just
they didn't put Jermaine in the credits for like being the troll guy. Like probably like deliberately super on purpose. Didn't do that so people could find him. But like, yeah.
Oh boy. Well, this definitely seems like it's gonna be something to do with a stand-up stand-up comedy. Because we have somebody labeled as young comic, and then there's crowd one, crowd two.
Right. It's crowd one, crowd two.
Interesting. Maybe it's Arthur Fleck. Young Joker.
Joker?
Comedy.
Yeah. I don't know. Interesting. Well, we'll have to see. I mean, this season has been... I have to say, I mean, this was a great episode. It doesn't...
I think I'm going to speculate and dare say, I think we're going to have Colin Robinson attempting to do stand up at an open mic night.
Yes. Oh, that would be great. To just drain everybody?
Yeah.
Mm.
That sounds like a good guess. Yeah. It kind of goes along with some of his other things that he's done. You know, he was getting into community theater, not performing, but, you know, he was
just watching it.
Yeah. I think it goes.
Q&A. So the Q&A, you know, he must have been asking questions too. Now that I look back on that episode, the Q&A after that means he's getting up to the mic and filibustering and draining everybody in the room.
Yeah, they're really getting into Colin Robinson's reading habits.
I am holding my finger up.
That's right.
to what does he say? He's like, I am holding my finger up to signal that I need a moment.
I don't really know what my deal is either, but I just keep plugging along.
Keep on trucking.
Colin Robinson is classic, and he is really just. I like that what they're doing with him this season for sure.
Yeah, they've definitely taken him to a new level. They've definitely let him shine a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, it's really good. Yeah, so
a couple more episodes left.
Yeah.
Yeah, the all. Good, 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 good.
Yes, thank you. Maybe by the end of the season, we'll be able to go out of the house.
Maybe. Maybe.
We've got a 4-step plan, at least in Massachusetts. you know, there was nobody around in Medford. Oh, I know it was probably late at night, but obviously the streets are empty.
You know what's funny, Thurston? I told you that I'm at my office right now, right? So there's like nobody here, obviously. But the fucking cleaning guy came in here like a few minutes ago, like while I was trying to like record. And I was like, nobody's been in here for fucking months. And the one time I'm in here, fucking guy has to walk in. Isn't that crazy?
Does he come by every night, maybe?
I think he comes by like Thursday nights. Like if I go back to like remembering that maybe thing that he does.
Okay.
But it was fucking weird, like... No one's been here. It's like the lights. If you turn the light on now, I'm sitting here with the light on. God damn it.
Doesn't he know that this is a vampire podcast?
That's right.
He said goodbye, but he didn't shut the light off.
He said goodbye.
Well, because it's probably weird to shut the light off when someone's in the room.
No, it would be rude to. I would be like, why did the guy shut the light off on me? You know, in the corporate message board. What a jerk. Somebody get him in trouble.
Oh my god. Well, yeah, thanks. Anyway, I guess that's all we got, right, for this episode. But thanks for listening. Don't forget, we got a lot of stuff to plug here. We got a Facebook group called The Vampire Council, so check that out. Check out Sam's Wares on monstersaregood.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right, very good.
You're back where I am.
Monstersaregood.com. And yeah, that's good. Check us out at leakpodcast.com and all of our socials. Just like Colin Robinson, if you want to troll us, that's fine. We'll take any kind of interaction
on YouTube and Facebook. All of these episodes will be up as soon as we can get to them.
Yes. Indeed, yeah. So,
which is usually pretty quick, but last time I kept uploading wrong, corrupt, bad files, typos in it and stuff, so it looked like I published it like 17 times. I'm sorry, everyone. they'll be better next time.
Well, I know it's wrong. Technical issues. It's fine.
Yeah.
And thanks to you guys for coming on, and enjoy your dunks and your polar seltzer. Enjoy my beer. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Human form!
Guillermo, where's all this dust on the floor in the shape of a body? Are you trying to make a girlfriend out of dust?
No, the vacuum broke.
It is a very messy but cool idea.